If you feel that this week or the last few weeks or the last few months or the past year, if you feel the last few days, last few weeks, and last few months or years,
如果你感觉在过去的几周、几个月、几年当中，
that you have a lot of struggles inside your own heart,
如果你在你的心中有很多的挣扎和纠结，
and that is, but your surrounding, your life is okay.
那么，并且你周围的生活都是还正常。
But that's not okay is inside your own heart.
虽然外面的生活看似很正常， 但是你里面的心并没有平静。
Because things that don't quite make sense.
因为你觉得有很多事情让你想不通。
There are struggles.
你觉得你生活中有很多的挣扎。
The problem is many of us are looking for worldly wisdom.
很多时候呢，我们寻求属世的智慧。
Worldly counsel.
属世的一些辅导,
to try and understand your own situation.
尝试来帮助我们理解我们所处的那个情况。
But instead, we should seek the Lord.
与其找属世的方法, 我们没有来寻求属神的方法。
In His Word. Can you move that over there a bit?
So then, 让我们尝试在神的话语当中来寻求神的智慧。
So today is listen carefully.
让我们今天来仔细地听。
And then come back next week to listen very carefully.
然后记得下周要回来更仔细的听。
Because what I'd like to do is address your identity and your destiny.
因为我跟大家讲到的是关乎我们的身份和我们的最终的目的。
But before we do that, let's clear something first.
在我开始之前呢, 我想跟大家有几个领域呢, 想阐述清楚。
1 Corinthians chapter 12 talks about gifts, ministries, and activities.
在哥林多前书的十二章讲到了属灵的恩赐，属灵的施工。
So, Luke, have you got the message on the? Okay. Gifts, ministries, and activities.
神的恩赐，侍奉和工作。
Okay. Gifts, ministries, and activities.
恩赐，侍奉和工作。
So, what are the differences?
这三个方面有什么不同呢?
You see, when we, as Pentecostal, we only ever think about in church gifts.
那么在灵恩派的教会当中, 我们常常讲到的关于属灵的恩赐。
So everybody's looking for the identity within, can I prophesy? Can I lay hands on the sick? And all these other nine gifts.
我们常常会从神所定义的这几种恩赐当中来确定我们自己的身份，我们是不是有医治的恩膏，我们是不是发预言，我们会不会按手祷告。
But that only makes up one third.
但是这只是这个三个部分的其中一部分，恩赐的部分。
But what about the ministries?
那么但是关乎我们的侍奉呢？
What about all the activities?
或者其他我们的工作是在乎什么呢？
They are all part of the life of the church.
这都是关乎整个教会的一个使命。
And they're all part of what some of our identity can be.
而且这三个领域也关乎我们真实的一个身份。
Amen. That's why a lot of people can't find their identity.
就是很多时候我们不清楚自己真实的身份。
Because if they don't see themselves as one of the gifts of the Spirit, they think, oh, God hasn't chosen me.
如果他们没有发觉他们神给他们的恩赐是什么，他们会觉得说神没有拣选我。
Today I'm not going to tell you the difference. I'm not going to tell you the difference.
今天我不会跟大家讲到这三个领域的不同之处。
That's for another day.
那么是可能下一次的讲道会。
But I want to make the point in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 to 5.
我今天要提到《哥林多前书》12章的4到5节的经文。
There are diversity of gifts.
这里有恩赐的多样性。
But the same Spirit.
但是都是从同一位圣灵而来。
So gifts are related to the Holy Spirit.
所以这个恩赐与圣灵有关。
Amen?
Amen.
Then he says in verse 5, there are different ministries, but the same Lord.
然后第五节说, 侍奉有许多种, 却是侍奉同一位主。
Therefore, ministries are related to Jesus.
所以呢, 换言之呢, 事工呢, 是跟主有关的。
So therefore, when you operate in the gifts of the Spirit, that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们在恩赐，在属灵恩赐当中运行的时候，我们是按照圣灵的大能而行。
But when you have a ministry that comes from the Lord Jesus.
但是如果我们有个施工，我们的施工是从主而来。
Then in verse 6, and there are diversities of activities.
那么这里有关于工作的种类多样化种类。
But the same God who works it all.
但是却是同一位父神在运行。
But the Father God is in control of all activities.
但是我们这一位父神是掌管所有的事万事。
So Paul is saying gifts are of the Holy Spirit.
保罗这里强调说恩赐是从圣灵而来。
Ministries are of the Lord.
这个侍奉是从主来。
But there are many, many different activities in the church that belongs to the Father.
但是同时他也讲到在教会当中有很多多种的工作是从父神而来。
Amen. Go back to seven. But the manifestation, go back to seven. But the manifestation, seven please. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all.
第七节说圣灵彰显在个人身上是要使人得益处。
So what is he talking about?
这里在讲什么呢?
Gifts.
这里讲圣灵其实是讲恩赐。
A profit to all.
这个恩赐是与人有益的益处的。
So in order to understand the activities of God, you got to decide, is it gift, is it ministry, or is it to do with other activities?
所以要明白神的作为，我们要明白有三个不同的领域，是圣灵，从圣灵而来的恩赐呢，还是主的事工，还是父神的各样的工作。
What are all the activities?
包括这些所有的运作的工作。
In Romans, Paul talks about services, ministries of helps.
那么在罗马书讲到关于事工，主的事工。
In other words, even serving tea and coffee is part of the activities.
所以就像我们在服侍茶水的时候我们都是在做这样的工作
Worship
我们的敬拜
Worship, Giving in offerings
我们的奉献
Your profession
我们的职场我们的工作
Being an artist
我们作为一个艺术家
Being a business person
作为一个生意人
Are all part of the activities
都是这个工作的一部分
Determined by the Father
这是父所为我们预定的
AmenSo in other words, all of us
所以换言之我们所有人
have an activity
都有一个工作
that we must do in our lives
是我们必须要在我们今生要做的
and that activity can change throughout your life
可能这个工作随着我们生命的延续我们会
改变 you can shift from one activity to another activity
你可能从一个工作换到另外一种工作
and each season you begin to change
每一个在神的季节当中你会有不同的改变
And each change requires a lot of dying and a lot of growing again.
每一种转变会需要很多一种自我的舍己和死去
And it is important for you to understand that.
这一点是非常重要需要我们明白的
Because if you are not as active as you were a few years back, it means there is a shift going on in your life.
如果你跟前几年相比你没有之前那么活跃那么说明你的生命中有一些变动
That's why you have to let go
就是我们需要放手
Because you are moving into another activity
就是可能代表说我们在进入到另外一种工作当中
The activities of the same God is very important
那么是从同一位神而来的这个工作呢也是很重要的
Notice it says who works all in all
他是在万人中运行万事。
It means everybody, all your activities is under the same God Father.
是在众人里面运行的一切事情都是从这同一位父神而来的。
But it didn't say the same when we go back to verse 4 and 5.
但是在我们前面看到第四节和第五节呢这里没有讲到这一点。
The gifts,
讲到恩赐
The ministries
讲到侍奉
It didn't say all in all
这里没有讲万众万人万事
So therefore some gifts are given to certain people
所以换言之可能有些恩赐只是给了一些特定的人
Some ministries are given to certain people
然后某些事工只是给了某些人
But the activities of the Father is all in all
但是这里讲的这个工作呢却是在众人当中要运行的这个万事
Go back to verse 4 and 5
It
didn't say all in all here
第四节和五节并没有讲说在万人万事上
The longer I read the Bible the more I realize you need to read every comma every full stop.
所以我们真的越来越读圣经的时候会发觉小小的一个细节，一个逗号，一个句号，都会让那个意思发生不同改变。
Because that's where the meaning is.
因为就是这个一个标点符号都会改变那个句子的意思。
It's in those little tiny things.
一些很细微的细节。
They deliberately say gifts, spirit, ministry, Lord, activities, God.
这里非常清楚指出恩赐、圣灵、侍奉主，然后讲说工作的时候是讲的父神。
So you need to see whether your identity, your giftings, your what God has made you to be, is it in the gifts?Is it in the ministry or is it in the activities?
所以当我们来想到说神在创造我们的功用，神在我们生命中的旨意的时候，我们需要来发觉是在恩赐方面、侍奉方面，还是神的这个工作方面。
It could be all three.
也可能包含了概括的三个方面。
Is it here in verse seven? It speaks specifically about the gifts.
这里第七节呢是特别的指出关于恩赐。
The manifestation of the Spirit.
是讲圣灵的彰显。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 12, when it lists the nine gifts, Paul is specifically talking about gifts, not ministries, not activities.
所以在哥林多前书的十二章这里，保罗是特别在解释关于属灵恩赐。
And that's why as Pentecostals and Charismatic, don't try and fit into all nine gifts.
所以对于属灵恩派的教会，我们不是要把这九种恩赐都全部要包概括了。
That's why sometimes I remember in the early days as a Christian, people used to give me a list of nine gifts and say, which one do you think you've got?
所以在我刚刚信主的时候，很多人会给我一个单子，上面有说九种恩赐，他说你是属于哪一种呢？
You see, God may have given you a gift of business.
神可能给我们一个恩赐是在做生意方面的恩赐。
Ministry of help.
可能是让我们去帮助人的一种恩赐。
That's not on the nine.
这种恩赐可能并没有包含在这九种恩赐里
面。And so you're looking at the nine gifts and saying, I don't really quite fit into any.
可能你看着这个清单的时候，你觉得好像这九种都不太适合我，我不属于这种范围里。
And so you feel you don't belong to the church.
所以如果你会觉得自己不好像不属于这个教会。
And you feel as though that God doesn't want to use you.
或者让你觉得说神没有拣选你，是好像自己很无用。
I find that.In all these years of ministry, the majority of people belong to the activities.
在我多年侍奉的经历当中，我发觉其实很多人，他们神给他们的旨意是在工作当中。
The gifts and the ministries belong to the spiritual Levites and priests.
很多就跟我们讲的属灵的恩赐和这种侍奉呢，是属于属灵的这种利未人。
But the others belong to the activities.
但其他的很多众百姓，他们是属于这里讲的这个工作。
But just like the Israelites, we must all come to God.
就像以色列百姓，他们都来到神面前。
And bring our harvest.
把他们的丰收带到主面前。
Hallelujah! Whether you are in the gifts, ministries, or activities, God wants you to bring the fruits of your labor.
所以不管你是有恩赐方面还是施工还是工作方面，神都要把你手中你劳作的收成带到神面前。
So with that understanding, when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the nine gifts are here, it says, it's a manifestation of the Spirit.
所以当我们在读哥林多前书十二章讲属灵恩赐的时候，我们要看到这个是圣灵的彰显。
Not Jesus.
并不是关乎主
Not the Father.
也不是特别指父神的彰显
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope that we're clear first, right? I need to do that. And verse 11 says, But one of the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills.
第十一节说，这一切都是由唯一的同一位圣灵所运行，随着自己的旨意分给个人
Amen.So Paul is saying that the gifts of the Spirit operate as he will.
所以保罗在说圣灵会随着己意来运行。
That's why you can't wake up this morning and say, do you know what? I'm going to have a prophecy today.
所以就不是我们早上一起来说我自己心里想哦，我今天要有这个发预言的这个
恩赐。You can't prophesy unless the Holy Spirit give it to you.
除非圣灵把这个恩赐放在我们里面，我们是不能发预言的。
Amen. So you can't sell it or market it.
所以你不能好像做市场，好像买卖一样。
Romans chapter 12 verse 3 says to us, For by grace, by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned.
罗马书的十二章三节这里讲，我凭着我所赐我的恩对你们每一位说，不要把自己看得太高，要照着神所分给个人的信心来衡量，看得合乎中道。
So whatever God has given you, don't be proud.
所以不管神赐给我们怎样的恩赐，我们都不要自视过高。
It's only a measure.
只是一种量器所量给我们的。
It's not a small measure.
可能这个量器并不小。
It's not a full measure.It's only a small measure.
这个所量给我们的并不是一个完全的量度。
Even the most gifted amongst us, even the most activity amongst us is still a portion.
所以不知道我们当中最有恩膏的恩赐，最有很出众的一个工作，都只是属于一部分。
Paul is saying, see as grace and don't show off and don't be proud.
所以我们把我们所得到的恩赐就看作是恩典，而不要过于骄傲。
And more importantly, later I'm going to say, don't compare yourself with others.
后面我更要跟大家提到是我们一定不要把我们自己跟别人相比较。
Everybody wants to be an eagle.
我们每个人都想成为鹰。
Because an eagle is such a beautiful bird, can fly so high.
如果好像鹰呢，觉得是一个非常漂亮的一种鸟类，可以飞得很高。
But nobody wants to be a chicken.
可能没有人想做鸡肉。
What?If you want to choose a bird, you don't want to be a chicken. You want to be a glorious eagle.
如果你想选择一种鸟类当选中一种动物的话，你可以选做老鹰，但是不想做小鸡。
It's just like everybody wants this particular type of ministry. Everybody wants to be a wealthy businessman, but nobody wants to be a chicken.
就好像大家都想做一个非常有著名很大的施工，想做很出名的一种恩膏，但是没有人想做很细微的工作。
I looked it up yesterday, right? An eagle only lay eggs. Only lay 1 to 3 eggs per year.
我昨天做一些个调查，老鹰呢一年只孵1到3个蛋。
A chicken lays up to 250 eggs per year.
那么母鸡呢一年会下250个蛋。
Without chickens, you cannot have fried eggs.
如果没有母鸡，我们就吃不了煎蛋。
You won't have omelets.
我们也不可能有omelet.
Because if we only have eagles, you can eat your 2 eggs and then you got to wait another year.
所以如果只有老鹰的话，老鹰下了2只蛋，一年只吃2个蛋，那我们要吃蛋的时候还要等下一年呢。
Without chicken, there is no meat.
没有母鸡的话，可能也没有鸡肉。
That's why you don't have Kentucky Fried Eagles. You have Kentucky Fried Chicken.
所以我没有肯德基，没有肯德鹰。
Amen. So in other words, even a chicken has its own use.
所以好像一个很不起眼的一只鸡，但是都有它特别的功用。
It feeds the people.
可以，它来满足人的食欲。
It gives us.Eggs for breakfast.
在我们的餐桌上有鸡蛋，
Amen.
有美味的食物。
When you think about it like that, the eagle is actually useless.
如果我们用这个角度来比较的话，那么觉得和老鹰好像都不足为耻。
But when it comes to flying, hunting, the eagle is better than the chicken.
但是如果用来飞翔的速度和它捕猎的那种能力的话，那么老鹰肯定就占优势。
Paul is saying we are all different.
所以保罗在强调我们每个人都是不同的。
God has made us, some of us, one thing and another thing.
神创造我们是有些人做这个，有些人会做那个。
Don't think, oh, if I can't be an eagle, my destiny, my identity is worth nothing.
不要觉得说我如果做不了老鹰，那么我的目的，我的人生的一个旨意就好像很不起眼了。
And that's why it's important for all of us to ask ourselves a question. I belong to the body of Christ.
所以让我们每个人问自己一个问题，我们是属于基督的身体。
What did God created me to do?
我的受造是为了什么缘由呢？
For his kingdom.
是为了神的国。
See, before you were a Christian, it was irrelevant to know.
那么当我们在成为基督徒之前，我们生命的意义与神无关。
Because before you were a Christian, there was no creator in your life.
当我们成为基督徒之前，我们不认识这位创造主。
But when you gave your life to Jesus, the Creator came back into your life.
但是当我们接受耶稣成为我们的主的时候，这个创造主又重新回到我们的生命当中。
With the Creator, you have a history and you have a purpose.
当我们有这个创造主在我们的生命当中，我们的生命有这个历史，我们也有一个目的了。
You have the thoughts of why He created you.
你会明白为什么神要创造我。
Without the Creator, none of that is important.
没有这个创造主，我们是不是其他东西都不重要？真的。
See, Adam can ask that question, God, why did you create me?
亚当可以问神一个问题：为什么你要创造我呢
？And so when we go back to God as a Christian, as His son and as His daughter, we can ask the Father the same question: What's my purpose?
所以我们作为基督徒作为神的儿女来到父神面前问他这个问题的时候父啊为什么你要创造我呢
And that's what makes Christians' life so different from everybody else in the world
这会让我们基督徒跟这世上所有那些非信徒的生命如此不同的一个缘由
It is possible to know the Father's heart for our lives
因为由此我们可以明白父对我们的一个心意
We are not peoplethat came out of a factory.
我们并不是从工厂里面被复制出来一种物品。
Amen. We didn't arrive in the world in a little box.
我们来到这个世上不是一个盒子把我们送来
了。We are all different.
我们每个人的创造都是独特的。
And that's why the world tried to view people the same.
就好像这个世界的系统尝试以一个标准来衡量人。
And that's why in the world, if we compare with each other, there will be winners and losers.
所以在这个世上，当我们来比较的时候，总是有赢的人或者输的人。
Because the world doesn't need all of us. The world only needs certain types of people.
好像这个世界不需要所有的人，他们只是需要拣选其中的一部分人而已。
And the rest of us go into the heap.
好像其他人就被刨到一边就好了。
Amen. Amen.But when we are Christians,
但是当我们成为基督徒的身份的时候
we realize none of us came by accident.
我们会意识到我们没有一个人的出生是偶然的
None of us are losers.
我们没有一个人在神的眼中是失败者
We can all be winners if we can only realize what is our purpose in life.
Amen. 如果我们真的意识到我们在生命中我们真实的目的的时候我们每个人都是成一个得胜者
God has given you a gift. God has given you a ministry or an activity in order to glorify Him.
神给我们赐给我们有恩赐有侍奉或者有工作以致来荣耀他自己的
名 Our ultimate purpose is to glorify Him.
我们最终的目的是要来荣耀我们的父
It's to fulfill something in our lives that will bring glory to God.
是要实现我们在我们生命中实现一些东西以致来把荣耀归给父
But He didn't just let us do it by ourselves. He gave us gifts, gave us talents, gave us ministries.
他不只是让我们把我们丢在那边让我们自己去努力去做但是他赐给我们恩赐给我们有施工有工作来帮助我们来成就这样的事情
In order to glorify him.
为了来荣耀他自己
And we are to glorify him together not as individuals
而且我们不光是作为个体我们是作为一个团体作为基督的身体来荣耀父
He put us into a family
他把我们放在神的家庭当中
Because our expression of our gifts and activity is only meaningful when we are part of the body of Christ.
当我们成为基督这个家庭的一部分的时候，我们所被赐予的恩赐、侍奉和工作才被赋予的意义和价值。
It meant to be shared.
我们要彼此分享我们的恩赐。
Amen.
互相效力。
That's why a person being rich is meaningless if they do not give.
所以当一个有钱人他只是自己拥有那个财富而不会去施舍的话那么这个他的财富其实没有价值
Because the only person that sees the blessing is himself
因为只有他
or herself
只有他自己一个人感受到这种祝福
But if they learn to give others will see the blessing that that person has received
所以就如果他能学会在他的财富当中去给予的话那么领受到这个财富的人也会蒙福
Verse 4 says, For as in one body we are many members, and the members do not have same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another.
所以罗马书十二章的四节接着说，正如我们一个身体有好些肢体，肢体也不都有一样的用处，这样我们许多人在基督里是一个身体，互相联络做肢体。
So we are all different.
所以我们每个人都是不同的。
The question is,
那么这个问题是什么呢？
What is my difference?
那么我跟别人的不同之处在哪里呢？
In the body of Christ.
在基督的身体当中有什么不同呢？
What is my difference which makes me different, which gives me a purpose in this life?
我的不同是我里面的什么特质让我与众不同呢？
The first step is you have to agree with God.
那么我们首先需要认识去认同神的这个设计。
That you are created for a purpose.
让我们要去认同这个说法，是我们的受造是为了一个目的。
Amen. I hope when you next time look yourself in the mirror,You look at yourself in the mirror and say, "You are special."
当我们下一次在镜子当中对着我们自己说，我们是特别的。
Don't go to heaven without finding out.
我们要真的是在去天堂之前，我们一定要找到这个特别之处。
Don't live a life of regret.
不要活着一个带着懊悔来过这一生。
Don't stand before God and God tells you what were your purposes, and then you cry, "Was that really my purpose?"
不要说我们真的有一天站在主面前，直到主告诉我们人生的目的是什么，然后我们非常懊悔的流泪说，啊，原来这是你创造我的目的呢。
Especially when you realize, was I meant to be rich?
特别是你说，啊，主，原来 你的心意是要让我成为 有钱人。
And I lived a life of poverty. I didn't realize my purpose was being rich.
我真的我这一生都过得很贫穷，我真的没有意识到原来你的心意是要让我成为富有的人。
So you will never know.
我们不知道。
You should find out now.
所以我们现在就要来发现。
Before you go to heaven and then you end up with gnashing of teeth.
所以一定不要，我们就要天堂的那边哀哭切齿懊悔。
You know, in the Bible talk about people gnashing of teeth. What does that mean?
在圣经当中，有些人去到天堂，在那个边哀哭切齿。
To me, it's a perfect picture of somebody regretting.
这是我觉得是一个人在懊悔、极度懊悔当中的一个表现。
When you regret, what does your face look like?
当我们人很后悔的时候，我们会怎么反应呢？就哇，就会出现这种表情，对不对
？Gnashing of teeth.
就紧紧的咬牙切齿啊，好后悔。
Do you want to spend the rest of your eternity doing this?
你想我们的余生，我们的整个永恒的生命当中，我们都正哀哭切齿、咬牙切齿在那边懊悔吗
？If only I went to SEC and found out.
啊，我希望当初咱们有去救恩会听了教学的讲道，来找到我自己的人生目的。
Amen. And then the rest of the SEC people standing there, yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
可能其他的 SEC 的弟兄姊妹说，我认同你的说法。
And then we all wearing T-shirt. I fulfill my destiny.
可能每个我们身上都有一个标签说，说我已经实现了我人生的目的。
And then Betty, you have a big one saying, "I know who I am."
然后可能 Betty 姐妹的身上贴的时候，我知道我是谁。
Do you know why I said give that one to her? Because she, God, Jesus is I am.
因为我们知道说耶稣说我是。
And for Betty, I am a.I'm also I am one of them.
我也是属于基督的。
I know who I am. Is I am a.
就是我也是我，我知道我的身份。
Forget it. Second Samuel chapter 5 verse 12.
撒母耳记下五章十二节。
David knew that the Lord have established him king over Israel.And that he had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel.
这里说大卫知道耶和华建立他做以色列王，又为自己百姓以色列的缘故，使他的国兴盛。
You see, David maybe had been anointed as king.
大卫被恩膏作为君王。
But he wasn't king until he knew he was king.
所以在他没有意识到自己要被设立成王之前，他还不是王。
You see, you may have been given a prophecy, or you may know or got an idea who you are.
可能你领受了一个先知预言，或者你大概知道你的目的是什么。
Or you may even have received a prophecy.
或者你会领受到一个关乎你身份的一个预言。
Or God may have even spoken to you.
或者神也对你说过类似的话。
You see, David was anointed king when he was really young.
当大卫还在年幼的时候，他就被撒母耳恩高成为王。
But he spent the next 10-15 years serving other people.
但是在接下来10到15年当中，他都在服侍其他的人。
But then in verse 12, it was then years later when he finally understood, hey, God made me king.
所以真的是在多年之后，大卫才这样恍然大悟，知道说原来耶和华神已经建立他做以色列
王。This is when David accepted his identity.
这是大卫他接受了神给他的这个身份。
He accepted his destiny.
接受了神给他命定的这个目的。
Amen. None of us are truly successful until we accept our identity.
所以，在我们没有接受我们真实的身份之前，我们没有一个人可以达到真正的成功。
You see, for David, being a king was not as difficult as it is for King Saul.
所以大卫就是可能跟扫罗成为王一样，大卫要成为王也不是一件困难的事情。
Because God made him to be king.
因为神已经预定了他要做王了。
Hallelujah. Because that was his primary purpose and gift.
这是神所赐给大卫的一个非常重要一个恩赐和目的。
He is a king.
他就是以色列的王。
Amen. When you work in a company, some people got big titles, but they don't match their titles.
就像很多人在一些公司，他们的职场，他们的职位很高，但是可能他们的素质并不能和他们的职位头衔相称。
There's a difference between having a job as a manager and being the manager.
所以如果你有在职场有个经理的头衔，和你真的是那个经理人，其实有点差别。
See, many people, they do a particular job, but they may not be that kind of person.
很多人他们在做一些工作，但是他们并不是真正适合这种工作的人。
But there are people, no matter how you look at them, from top, bottom, any angle, they are that person.
很多人就算他们没有做相关的工作，但是你从头到脚来衡量他们都是应该是做这种工作的。
You see, when you look at Bessie, without her singing, you can see her singing in silence.
如果 Betty, 如果你没听到她唱歌，她坐在那边安静的时候，你都觉得她是一个会唱歌的人。
Everything about her is worship.
就是你关乎她一个人都是关于敬拜。
So she's not only in a worship ministry, she is a worshipper.
所以她不一定要在那个敬拜的一个事工当中，但她自己就是一个敬拜者。
He is not just a king. He is the king that has God has appointed. He is the king.
她虽然还没有成为王之前，她已经就是王了，做王了。
You see, all that time, David was being a king until he realized...Until he know, and the Hebrew word is yada. That's where the Star Wars Yoda come from. Yada.
So,
forget it. He knew.
So, David, he 真的他自己领悟了，
It means to know. To perceive.
他领受了。
To discern.
他辨别出来神给他这个目的了。
He knew.
他知道，他里面知道了。
That God made me king.
是神建立他做王。
And when you realize that,
当他意识到这一点的时候，
he began to live and reign as king.
他就开始来在以王位在王位上掌权，
and became the most successful king of Israel.
他成为以色列历史上最成功的一位君王。
If we can discover who we are,
如果我们可以发现我们真实的身份，
and live that life God gave us,
来过神为我们所预定的生命，
you will be successful.
我们会非常成功。
Amen.
Amen.
And everybody will say to you, "Why are you so lucky?"
会很多人说，哇，为什么你如此幸运呢
？Why is it so easy for you?
为什么你做什么事情都很容易、很顺利呢
？But you know why.
只有你自己知道为什么。
Amen. And that's why there's a huge difference.
所以
between identity and gifts.
所以在我们真实的身份和恩赐这方面呢，有很大的一个区别。
See you.Can fulfill God's purpose in your life because of your identity, not because of your giftings.
我们能实现神在我们生命中的一个目的，是因为我们知道我们的身份，而并不只是取决我们有这个恩赐。
Not because of your qualifications.
并不是我们的学历。
How were you done in school?
并不是我们在学校的成绩如何。
You fulfill God's purpose And you become successful in God because of who you are.
我们在神的国当中成功，我们在神国中昌盛，是因为我们知道我们在神里面的真实身份。
So Jesus is known as the carpenter in his village.
主耶稣在他的家乡被大家视为成一个木匠。
That was his identity in his village.
在他所处的那个小乡村，大家就知道对他的认知就是一个木匠。
But when he was baptized by the Spirit.
但是当受圣灵施洗之后
His real identity shifted to Jesus the Savior.
但是耶稣基督他作为他的真实的身份成为了基督的弥赛亚拯救者
Peter,
救赎者
Peter is known as the fisherman.
彼得作为捕鱼的人渔夫
But when he followed Christ, he became Peter the rock.
当彼得跟随耶稣的时候他的身份成为了那个磐石
And in the church, he became Peter the apostle.
那么在神的教会当中，他成为彼得使徒。
You see, when you saw Peter in the church, you don't call him Peter the fisherman.
所以当我们在教会看到彼得时，我们不会称呼他是那个彼得那个渔夫。
You call him Peter the apostle.
我们会以使徒的名义来称呼他。
You see, we might be a lawyer or a doctor today or a teacher, but what are we in Christ?
所以今天我们可能在世界上的工作，我们的职分可能是做牧师、律师或者教师，但是我们在神的国度里面的身份是什么呢
？You see, it is possible that you are both a teacher in the world and a teacher in the kingdom.
我们也可能在世上，我们的工作是做教师，但是在神的国度里面，我们也可以作为教师。
But some of you can also be a teacher in the world.But an evangelist or something else in the kingdom.
很多时候我们在这个世上可能做教师的职位，但是我们在神的国度，我们可能是一个传道人，可能也是会有其他的职分。
That's why we need to know. That's why we need to know.
这就是我们必须清楚的知道。
You see, God doesn't. I'm not just a policeman. Maybe God has called me to be an evangelist.Maybe God has given me something else that I do for His kingdom.
可能我在这个世上，我的工作是做一个警察，但是我不满足，我相信神在他的国度当中，可能对我有其他的职分。
David was a shepherd.
传福音。
David was a shepherd.
大卫是一个牧羊人。
If he carried on being a shepherd for the rest of his life without knowing who he is,
如果他没有意识到身份，他就会继续可能做一个牧羊人。
Look what history would have missed.
那么整个历史都会改变。
Amen. His family saw him as a shepherd.
他的家人都是看到他的身份就是一个牧羊人。
But God saw him as a king.
但是神眼中的他是王。
Is he up to this verse? David still saw himself as a shepherd, but it is from this verse onwards he saw himself as king.
在这个经文之前，大卫可能都觉得自己的身份应该是一个牧羊人，但是这之后，大卫又知道他是神立他为王。
Moses was a prince of Egypt.
摩西作为埃及的王子。
But God saw him as a deliverer.
但是神眼中的他是那个拯救者。
Amen. God saw him as his friend.
神把他看为自己的朋友。
And that's why it's important in the Bible.Every single man and woman of God that are significant, you see that where they were and where they end up are different.
所以在圣经当中有很多这样的例子，很多的人物，他们的开始和他们的结终都不同。
Paul, the Pharisee.
保罗以前叫扫罗，他是一个法利赛人。
And what a tragedy if he went to heaven or hell as a Pharisee.
那么如果他真的去到天堂，以法利赛的身份去到天堂或地狱的时候。是如此大一个悲剧。
He never knew that he was Paul the apostle.
但是没有人会知道说他原来会成为使徒保罗。
So who am I?
那么我是谁呢
？Who am I?
我的身份是什么
？Who are you?
你的身份是什么
？What is our identity?
我们的真实身份是什么呢
？Amen.
Amen.
And it is important while we are young enough is to find out.
所以在我们年轻的时候，我们要极力去发现。
You see.My daughter bought me a book from America.
我的女儿从美国给我买了一本书。
And he had the author, you know, signing in, put a little message for me.
但是呢，这个作书的作者呢，我给我一个签名，然后留一个小的一段话。
And when she gave it to me, I just put it in the bookshelf.
她给我以后，我还并没有留意，就放在书架上面。
A few years later, I read it.
几年之后，我读那本书。
And he says this author says this.
但当时那个作者给我写的那句话是什么
？Faith believes what God can do.
信心是相信神所做能做的事。
Faith believes what God can do.
信心是相是去相信神能做的事。
Amen. Identity believes what God can do through you.
那么我们真实的身份是相信神借着我们可以做成的事。
You see the difference.
那么这两者，这个信心和身份的不同。
Faith believes what God can do.
那我们有信心的意思就是说，我们相信神可以做的事情。
Identity.Can believe what God can do through you.
那么我们的身份呢？我们的代表说，我们相信神借着我们可以做成的事情。
It is only when you understood who you are do you realize what God can do through you.
所以只有当我们明白我们的真实的身份的时候，我们其实就是明白了神借着我们可以做的事情。
Is it David, Joseph never knew that God could touch a nation through them?
就像大卫和约瑟，他们可能之前没有想到神可以借着他们的生命来祝福整个国度。
Is it Billy Graham never knew that God could touch the world through him?
Billy Graham 这个传道人也没有想到神可以借着他的生命来触及这个很多国家。
So if you want to do anything significant for God, you need to first of all find out.Your identity.
所以，如果我们想为神做任何有意义、有价值的事情，我们首先要明白我们在神里面的身份。
How do you know your identity?
如何来明白我们的身份呢
？Well, you can't go and just ask somebody.
我们很难去，就是去问别人来告诉你。
Don't come and ask me.
也不要来找我问我。
You go and ask the Holy Spirit.
我们需要来寻求圣灵。
And you keep asking Him.
不断的来询问
And you keep asking him.
不断的询问圣灵
And you keep asking him.
不断的来问神问圣灵
Until he finds a way to tell you.
直到圣灵用他的方式向你显明
You don't have to have the gift of hearing God. Let him tell you.
你不需要有那种好像能听神声音的恩赐来听到神他会用他的方法来告诉你让你明白
Is he even a babyDoesn't know what you're talking about, but you can still make the baby do what you want him to do.
很多时候，作为婴孩，他们不一定能听明白你说的话，但是你会找到那个方式让那个孩子明白你要他做的事情。
Even if you think you're a baby in Christ, God can still tell you who you are.
可能你觉得你在基督里面，你属灵生命就好像很年幼，但是神仍然有他的方法来让你明白。
The question is today: Is it important enough for you to find out?
那么今天对我们的问题就是，你觉得这个是？来发掘你自己的身份这件事情重不重要
If it's important, start this tonight when you go home.
如果这件事情对你很重要，那么从今晚就开始来寻求。
Say to your husband, your wife, don't talk to me.
回家以后把自己关起来。
I'm gonna talk to God.
说我们要来单单跟神讲话。
Find out who I am.
我要来找到我的身份。
Amen. And when you realize who you are,
当我们意识到我们真实的身份的时候
，then your life begin to make sense.
我们的生命就会真的一切都变得有意义。
Because for David, for God to take him where to become king, he had to go through a lot of transformation.
当大卫要经从当时他的去到那个神王的地步的时候，他经历了很多生命的改变。
And each time when God reveals another side of your identity, you have to undergo another part of the change.
所以很多时候当神向我们显明了我们身份的一部分的时候我们可能要经过一些改变
Each time, you see, Jesus is not just a carpenter He's the son of Joseph He's the Savior He's the son of God You see, there are many identities to a person
所以作为我们的主耶稣他自己有很多的身份他作为一个木匠他为约瑟的儿子他是这个拯救者他是我们的弥赛亚
See, for you
神的儿子
It's not just one identity, it's progressive.
所以我们这个身份可能不只是一个身份会随着生命的延续我们有不断的发掘更多的身份。
And each time you realize, I finished with this season, God will begin to move you to the next one.
那时候当我们在一个季节当中一个时段当中结束的时候神会把我们移到另外一个领域
That's why some of you feel like the life that you had about a year ago is dying
所以可能有些你觉得可能我在之前拥有那个生命好像现在慢慢的死去
You feel really sad
你会可能觉得很遗憾很难过
Nobody loves you anymore
你觉得哦，以前我受人
Nobody knows you anymore.
好像现在我不再出名了，或者没有人爱我。
Nobody cares about you anymore.
好像没有人在乎我了。
It's like nobody wants to listen to you anymore.
可能也没有人想听我说话了。
You see, all God is doing is shifting you to the next deeper layer of your identity.
所以可能神在借用这个机会，把你带到下一个关于你身份的一个更深的一个领域和层次。
Even in business, God could be shifting you to a new business.
神可能或者把你带领到一个进到一个新的生意的领域。
Or to a new kind of work.
或者一个新的工作的领域。
Whatever happens, don't let people tell you. Find out from God.
所以不管发生不管原因怎么样都不要从别人那边听说要亲自来询问神
Faith believes what God can do
信心是我们相信神所做能做的
Identity believes what God can do through you
我们的身份是我们相信神借着我们所能做成的事
Hallelujah
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 Hallelujah If we all can discover who we are
如果我们都可以一起来发掘我们在主里面真实的身份的话
Then God can work through us
那么神可以借着我们每个人做工
You never know how many lives you can touch
你想象不到神可以借着你拯救多少灵魂
All it takes for some of us is just a little shift if you wear very focals they give you a very narrow band of view But sometimes I can't see until I slight shift. Then I can see clearly.
很多时候我们可能生命中只需要一点点的转移，一点点的变化，可能我们就会达到一个看到一个不同的视角。
People who got very focused glasses understand what I'm talking about. Yeah.
如果是戴那种很专注那种眼镜镜框的话
，You see, some of us, all we at the moment, things are blurry in our life. You just need a little shift.
很多时候如果
Wow.
很多时候
Wow.
很多时候如果你的世界你觉得暂时很模糊但是如果你轻轻移动了一下调整了一下你会觉得你的视线突然变得非常的清晰
One day When you wake up Just a little shift in your mind The Holy Spirit shift your mind a little bit Go wow I didn't realize I was like that
有一天可能一天早上起来突然圣灵在你的意念当中有轻轻的一个调整一个转变然后你会突然恍然大悟说哇原来是这样子的
What would happen if Moses said no?
如果摩西当时神呼召他的时候他拒绝神怎么
Could not find his identity
那么他就会因此来找不到他的
David could not find his identity
那么大卫可能也会找不到他的身份
Jesus could not find his identity
耶稣也不能实现他的旨意
And that's what's wrong with the devil. He could not find his identity.
这就是魔鬼犯了一个很大的错误，他没有找到他的身份。
God made him to be some worship leader, but he thought he was God.
神创造他成为那个敬拜者，但是他以为自己可以像神。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters? It's so important that you are meant to be who you are. A chicken cannot become an eagle, and an eagle cannot become a chicken.
所以神创造我们每个人都有特殊的一个命定 和目的鸡不能成鹰老鹰也不能成小母鸡
It looks unnatural
可能很多就是看上去都很不自然
But when they are who they are It's beautiful
但是他们回到他们原始的身份的时候一切都 说得通了
The eagle flies beautifully
那么、老鹰在天空翱翔
And the chicken tastes beautiful
那么鸡肉也成为我们桌上的美味
Hallelujah Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, when I get to heaven, I'm probably going to get persecuted by all these chickens. Do you see, brothers and sisters, it's so important for Moses to be Moses, David to be king, Joseph to be the prime minister, Jesus the savior.
所以非常重要我们看到历史在圣经当中那些人物他们实现自己的真实的身份摩西就是摩西约瑟成为约瑟那么大卫成为王耶稣成为、救赎者
Amen Ask yourself this question Does it sound right for you?
所以问我们自己一个问题，这些你觉得说得通吗？
Amen. When you begin to see your identity, you say, you know what? It sounds right.
当我们开始
I am that.
当我们开始去一点点去发掘，去看到我们真实身份的时候，你会觉得哇，好像真的说通，我真的有这个感觉，我应该做这个事情。
I remember one time, a member of our church, right, was working with me on a project, secular project.In the business world,
church,
a person, a brother was working with me on something that or the business world.
Oh, 那我记得当时在教会的一个弟兄呢，当时他们去一个去出差。
And out of habit, he called me Pastor Joshua.
那么当时在那个过程当中，他就出于习惯，他叫我 Joshua 牧师。
And so he wrote to this businessman in the email and said, "Yes, it's great. Pastor Joshua agrees with this."
然后当时在他的那个电邮的回复当中呢，他就提到我的名字，但是他会讲到说是 Joshua 牧师。
You see, in the business world, my identity is something else.
但是在那种世界，比如说生意、职场上，我的身份并不是牧师，是另外的身份。
It's me, Joshua the professional.
这是我专业的，作为 Joshua, 我是作为
专业人士。So when that businessman saw Pastor Joshua,
当那个生意、职场上的人看到回复说是 Joshua 牧师的时候，
Instead of being baffled, he wrote back, "It fits him so well."
但是他看到这个回复的时候，他说 "Wow!" 他说这个身份很适合他。
I saw the email. Yes, if he is the pastor, that's so right for him.
然后当时那个人回复说，如果他真的是牧师的话，那么这个身份太适合他了。
Do you see? There are certain clues in your life that even when you don't realize.Some people, but you behave like one that you didn't even know. Amen?
很多时候我们自己的一些行为，我们自己都不太清楚我们的行为。
That's when the Holy Spirit is trying to say to me, you are a pastor.
所以圣灵其实在借着这个人来告诉我，我是要做牧师。
And then the brother said, see, you keep saying you're not a pastor, right? Even he says you're a pastor.
然后那个弟兄说，你自己不承认你是牧师，你看别人都看出你是做牧师的料。
I said to the,Brother, that's a demonic attack.
然后我当时还一口否认说，哇，这是仇敌的攻击，我不认同。
Do you see, actually, it is quite interesting to spend time with the Lord to discover who you are.
所以真的，我们花时间来与主亲近，来发现我们真实身份是非常有意思的。
And I believe God will take delight in showing you.
我相信这是神的一个美好的心意，来告诉我们我们的真实身份是什么。
And I believe God has already shown you, but you just say, "No, it can't be."
我相信可能我们对我们当中有些人，神已经向你显明，只是我们可能在一再的推脱
but
去否定。
But be open.
但是让我们真的打开我们的心怀。
But remember, faith believes in what God can do.
记得刚刚我跟大家提到的，信心是相信神所能做的。
Identity.Believes what God can do through you.
身份是神借着我们能所做的、能做成的事。
Amen.
Amen.
It is not I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
不再是我活着，而是基督在我里面活着。
For you to reach your destiny, you need Christ to live in you.
为了让我们可以达到我们生命的目的，必须要基督活在我们的里面。
It is no longer.I who live, but Christ that lives in me.
不再是我活着，而是基督活在我里面。
As long as you hold on to what you want and don't let go in order to grab hold of what God wants, you will never know what you meant to be.
如果我们不放手我们想抓住的东西，那我们就永远不能知道神想要为我们紧紧抓住。
As long as David said, "No, I love my sheep so much."
如果大卫当初紧紧的不紧紧抓住他那群羊，他说不
：“No, I want my sheep。”
说我就想要做牧羊人，我要看顾我的羊群。
I love this sheep. I love that sheep.
我好爱我的羊，我不肯放手的话。
Don't make me a king.
不，我才不想做王嘞。
I want to be a shepherd.
我就想做牧羊人，跟我的羊待在一起。
You see, he never know what he really is like.
那么如果他是这样的话，他就永远不能发觉神给他的真实身份。
Because if you become who you are,
只有当我们成为我们真实的身份的时候，
if God can move through you,
如果神可以借着你来
Not only many people will be saved, but many people's lives will be affected.
不光很多人借着你的生命得救，他们会借着你的生命来得到改变。
Do you remember David killed Goliath?
记得大卫杀了哥利亚的时候。
But the Bible also tells me chapters later, his four brothers were killed by his mighty men. Goliath had four brothers, also giants.
对，在那个圣经后面的章节讲到说。这个巨人哥利亚的其他的弟兄也被 大卫所击杀了。
But they say David's servant killed the four giants.
当时他并没有说大卫王，是大卫的仆人杀了哥利亚的那一
兄弟。Before David, nobody killed giants.
在大卫之前，没有任何人可以杀得这些巨人。
Everybody was afraid.
所有人都很惧怕这些巨人。
His servants existed in those days. His servants, those servants that killed giants, were also there.But they could not kill giants because they needed to see somebody do it.
所以当时是大卫的那些他的仆，他后面跟随者，他们当时见证了大卫所做的，所以他们之后也做这样的事情。
Hallelujah. So as soon as David killed the giants, his servants can also kill the giants.
在大卫杀了哥利亚巨人之后，大卫身边跟随他的那些仆人也同样做了这样的事情。
But before that, they lived in fear.
这是在大卫之做这个事情之前，这些人都极度恐惧。
So if you take up your identity, you never know who you will set free.
所以直到我们在我们拿起我们政治身份之前，我们不知道我们可以带来怎样的改变。
Like I said last week, God wants you to become a deliverer.
就像我上周的讯息讲到说，神给我们的事工是一个释放的事工。
Even when you become a boss, giving somebody a job is a deliverer. You're delivering somebody from unemployment.
所以如果我们作为一个公司的老板，我们把一份工作给一个人的时候，我们也在做这个释放的工作，拯救他们从这个失业当中拯救出来。
Something that other people can't do.
也是其他人没有这个职位的人可以做到的事。
That's as important as someone laying hands and healing the sick.
跟其他人他们按手祷告让有疾病人得医治的是同样的道理。
Amen.
Amen.
Identity.Believes in what God can do through you.
所以让我们知道我们真实的身份，知道神借着我们能做的事情。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we love you.
天父，我们爱你。
You made us all different.
主，谢谢你创造我们每个人都是不同的。
I celebrate my difference.
主为我的不同之处，我的与众不同而庆祝。
That I'm different from my brothers and sisters.
我知道我跟我们教会的众弟兄姊妹都是不同的。
And today, oh God, I accept.What you made me to be.
今天我真的是去接受你所创造我的这个样式。
Help me to know my identity like David knew.
主帮助我们可以知道我在神里面的真实身份，就好像大卫一样。
I want to see my life fulfilled.
我想看到我们的生命得丰盛。
I want to live in
the 实践。
I want to live content.
我想活在一个极度的满足当中。
I want to feel happy.
我想真的充满了喜乐。
Because I want to be who I am.
因为我要成为我真实的样式。
So today, O God, I pray that let your people know who they are.
所以主，我们祷告，愿我们今天众弟兄姊妹能发现我们真实的身份。
So that we are willing, Lord, to open our hearts and allow you to make us that person.
所以我们可以打开我们的心来，允许圣灵你住在我们的里面，把我们改变成你想我们成为的那个样式。
Father, for some of us, it's just a small adjustment.
所以可能对我们当中有些人只是一个小小的改变。
But for others, it is a big shift.
可能对有些来说是很大的一个转变。
Whatever it is, oh God, I just pray you give us the faith.
不光这种是大的还是小的改变，求你赐给我们信心。
And the clarity.
给我们一个清晰的认知。
We worship you, Father.
主啊，我们来敬拜你。
And I celebrate who you are.
主啊，我们为你的所事，我们来欢庆。
I celebrate who I am.
主为我的所事来感谢你。
I celebrate who my brothers and sisters are.
我们为我们每个人的不同的所事，我们来赞美你。
And in all of it, I raise my hands and worship you.
主啊，我们举起我们的双手来赞美你。
Let's all stand and worship the Lord.
让我们站立起来敬拜我们的神。
你住 坚定，勇敢向前。 Bow my knees now.
sisters. Brothers and sisters. You know the Hebrew word for bow and blessing belong to the same word. You know when we bow ourselves before God, to humbly accept, to accept His will, to accept your identity. This is your bowing. And God reaches out, He Himself blesses you. He will bless you. He bows down to bless you. Just like the song says,
就刚刚我们那首歌所唱,
My life is not my own. It is not I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
不再是我活着,
and I just pray that God is speaking to you now.
我祷告神现在在对你说话,
that you need to offer up to Him as a living sacrifice. Because the kingdom of God needs you. The church needs you. The world needs you. Your family needs you. It needs that true identity. Because it is only in the posture of bowing to God can you bless others. Because it's only in bowing down can you truly serve. Yes, Lord, we are willing. Father, I just pray that this week you speak to all of us. That who we are. And may we accept it. May we just accept it. And glorify your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 感谢主.
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你主.
Once you know who you are,
当我们知道了我们的身份的时候,
you will automatically know what to do.
你会非常非常自然地知道你应该做的事情.
Holy Spirit will be with you.
圣灵, 我们愿意.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. 感谢你, 耶稣基督.
我们感谢你主.
Hallelujah.
感谢你父神.
Just let the Holy Spirit minister to you while you're here and online.
让圣灵继续在我们当中做工, 不管你在教会还是在网上跟我们聚会。
Bow my knee before your throne.
主我们在你的宝座前向你下拜。
I know my life is not my own.
主我知道我的生命不再属乎我。
I offer to you as a sacrifice.
主把我的生命献上做活祭于你。
To bring you pleasure, Lord. Lord, may it be in our lives, O God, that we bring pleasure to your heart. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. If you can come forward, we can pray for you.
If you have any need for prayer, please come to the front.
神祝福大家。